It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, way too fired up on a Sunday afternoon. Let's have a good time, Kansas City. Light it up. I don't know how these phone lines aren't already full. But let me give you the phone number, because we have a lot to talk about today. The phone number, same as our text line number, if you want to get involved with the show, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Royals win 11-6. They take the series in Baltimore. They get to three games above 500 for the first time in 2025. And, well, Stu and Jake just did an outstanding job with the play-by-play today. Seven home runs, a franchise record, seven big flies from the boys in blue. Michael Garcia with his first multi-home run game. And, boy, the Royals needed every single one of them. On the rare day where the starting pitcher just didn't have it. And that's even strange to say, because the five runs surrendered today from Michael Lorenzen, he too gave up some bombs. Four solo bombs, to be exact. Normally you can't lose when you give up solo home runs, and lo and behold, that turns out to be true even when Lorenzen serves up four of those bad boys, because the offense showed up in a way today that we haven't seen all season. I know they've put 11 on the board before. I remember that game in Milwaukee. It wasn't like this. It didn't have the type of contributions up and down the lineup. Multi-hit games from India, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Michael, and Drew Waters. Runs driven in by India, Bobby, Vinny, Michael, Massey, Waters, Luke Maley. Oh my goodness. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. And I talked about on Friday. Friday's opener in Baltimore, the Royals were shut out. Limited to four hits. And I said on Friday, man, I'm not discouraged. I know this offense has been in the cellar basically all season, one of the worst groups in Major League Baseball. But that shutout on Friday, man, they were hitting the ball hard. And it wasn't all Salvi and Bobby and Michael hitting the ball hard. No, there were a lot of loud outs and quite a bit of tough luck. And I understood that that was going to be met by eye rolls from many. Saturday, yesterday, Royals shut out the Orioles. 4-0. And I came on the air yesterday saying, boy, I don't know if I'm all alone on this, but that feeling is back. I said it after the fourth shutout put forth by this Royals pitching staff. I said it after Saturday's game that the feeling I had when I showed up to the ballpark on opening day, that type of confidence, chest out, eyes forward, focused on the division title, believing that this is not only a team that is bound for October, but a team that might just be the best in the American League Central. I felt that last night for the first time really all season. Now, after this performance, knowing what you already know about this rotation, Cole Reagans, by the way, on the hill tomorrow, knowing what you already know about this bullpen, how about Lucas Urseg, by the way? Urseg now leads Major League Baseball with 11 holds. Knowing what you know about this pitching staff, about this defense, which was once again on display in a major way today, Vinny Pasquantino at first base, the keystone combination of Bobby and Massey, oh, it was spectacular. So knowing all that about the pitching and the defense, knowing what truly this team is when it comes to base running, throw into the fact that now Vinny going, rolling, 6 extra base hits in his last 10 games. Bobby remains a stud, top 10 in Major League Baseball in base hits. Salvi is back, and whenever he returns from any sort of injury, you know he's going to come back with a vengeance. Salvi picks up a pair of knocks today. Jonathan India looking like the guy that the team acquired this offseason. India's last 15 games, he has 15 base hits, and that on-base percentage is now north of 330. Knowing the pitching staff, the bullpen, the defense, the base running ability, and now getting the big four at the top of the lineup looking like a big four with guys like Michael Garcia and Drew Waters coming alongside those big four, my question for you today is, do you feel better than you did when you showed up on opening day? Is the confidence higher than it was before game one, when we came into this season saying we'll be unhappy if you fall short of October? Taking our cues from the team, from the coaching staff, the front office, and of course the players, the goal is World Series. The focus is division title. Boy, what a performance today. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's get right to you. We'll start off in Leawood. Connor, you're hitting leadoff, buddy. Go ahead.
How's it going? I just want to echo what you're saying. The feeling is back. Last year, it felt like a miracle ride. This is starting to feel like a legitimately great team. It seems like we even have options for a sixth pitcher now with Noah Cameron even. I'm just looking at the roster. I've been looking at it the last few weeks, and I just want to know, like, are there any, other than just tweaks right now, are there any moves that stand out right now as, you know, what we're looking forward to, even the deadline or anything? Is there anything that feels like it's in dire need of addressing? Like, it felt like there were multiple spots last year.
Sure, yeah, and there were last year multiple spots in that bullpen, and those spots were addressed, right, with the acquisition of Lucas Erceg, with the acquisition of Hunter Harvey, who hopefully will return to the team soon. I appreciate the phone call. To answer the question, is there any glaring need? Yeah, I still think there is a glaring need in the lineup. Michael Massey runs into his first home run of the season there, that two-run shot in the ninth inning. Hopefully that bodes well moving forward for the Royal second baseman. But right there, that 5-6 spot in the lineup, I would like a little bit more thump, even though Michael Garcia's attempting to be that thump. He becomes the first Royal this season to have a multi-home run game. I mean, the power, and I'm not saying I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe what we saw on this road trip is a sign of what's to come. The Royals hit 12 of their 25 home runs on this road trip. Almost half of the bombs they've hit all season came on this road trip. Hopefully that bodes well. But no, I think you want a bona fide bat, a true power threat, somewhere in the cleanup 5-6 spots in the lineup. Maybe that's Jack Caglione. If you missed it, he hit another home run today, his sixth of the season, a rocket, 115 miles per hour off of the bat, his second home run this weekend. And then, of course, there's no reason to believe that this front office will be anything other than aggressive at the deadline, just like they've been for the past two seasons, just like they've been since they took over. And when you have a Noah Cameron, like you pointed out, a Michael Lorenzen on a one-year deal, now Chris Bubich, about a year and a half away from free agency, and a lot of other quality arms down in the minor leagues, the Royals hold the cards going into the deadline. If you have pitching, you call the shots. Royals, it appears right now, knock on wood, have pitching. So now you're going to allow one of the most aggressive front offices slash owners hold the cards going into the July 31st trade deadline? Yes, please. Yes, please. I'll take that. Royals win 11-6. We go right back to the phone calls. And Noah in Osage, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, Noah.
Hey, Vern, I'll tell you what, if that don't light your fire, your wood's wet. That was a heck of a game. I just couldn't believe it coming out of this offense. I've been excited for us to turn it on all season, knowing we could only really go up on offense. But, man, a game like that is just, you know, a game that I'll never forget. Yeah. Just listening to it on the radio, it was awesome. Thanks for having
me. It was, man. Well said, Noah. And that's why I was sure to mention the great job that Stu and Jake did. It was just an entertaining listen, wasn't it? Great broadcast. Shout out to the producer, Eric Guthrie, as well. Great broadcast. Royals win, and in the process, not only do they set a new high water mark as far as the win-loss record is concerned, now 3 games above 500, but they also got that run differential back into the positive. Royals now a +1 on the season. Take that for what it's worth. It's a fine reflection of a team, a good team, a quality team, that I think we all believe is just starting to find its rhythm, right? The sophomore album is starting to find its groove. I know I'm vibing with it. How about you? 913-586-7965. Royals take the season series from the Orioles for the first time since 2014. Let's go to Jeffrey in Kansas City. Jeffrey, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I got to say, why did I ever doubt you? You know, I thought we might have been dead in the water there after that Detroit series when we were losing 3 of 4. And, man, I was just down. And seeing what we've done is just incredible. And looking at the next 13, you know, granted, we're going to be going back home. Are those home runs still going to be there? I don't know. I saw a lot of great doubles and a lot of contact that's really, you know, really confident with these with this hitting right now. And you look at the next 13 before we get to the Giants, which might be the next best team we play. My goodness, could we win another 8 or 9 games? I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, yeah. Jeffrey, thanks for the phone call. Listen, Cole Reagan's on the hill tomorrow night as the Chicago White Sox come to town. The Royals will unfurl Reagan's, Lugo, Waka, and Bubich in that 4-game series. Yeah, you're incredibly confident. You're expecting at least 3 wins in that 4-game series. And then it's Boston for 3. You go to Houston for 3. You take on the Cardinals at Kauffman. And then, as you mentioned, head out to the West Coast to take on the Giants. Okay, so you want to talk about the next 13? Again, yeah, I want 3 from the White Sox. 1, 3, that makes 6. Yeah, I think 8. 8-5 is a fair expectation? Certainly. Right? 10 of those 13 are at home? No, I'm with you, Jeffrey. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Royals are now 17-0 when they lead after 7 innings. I just mentioned this is the first time they've beaten the Orioles in a season series since 2014. This team does a lot of things like that 2014 team. Game's over when they lead after 6. Game's over when they lead after 7. Urseg, by the way, if we could just focus on him, there's so many people that deserve the limelight today, but Lucas Urseg, bottom of the 8th inning, you know, just when you thought the game was over, Angel Zerpa comes out for his 3rd inning of work and gives up a double, an RBI single, and then a hard hit single. So 3 straight base hits. It's 2 on with nobody out in the bottom of the 8th inning, and the Royals now only up by 3. So with the bottom of the Baltimore lineup coming up, they turn to Lucas Urseg, and he, in 8 pitches, puts out the fire. It was Urseg's 16th appearance on the season. He's allowed a grand total of 8 base runners. His ERA is a microscopic 0.63. Wow. Let's go to John in Overland Park. John, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, happy 5 out of 6 weekend on the road. I will tell Baltimore one thing, though. When you bring your fences in, they got to know that the other team gets the hit there, too. So that's my caution to any team that wants to bring in the fences. But, hey, this road trip was fantastic. Just looking forward to a great homestand. I think we can really make some hay this week. And I did not – I realized, and I think I appreciate the stat that you mentioned about the bullpen shutting it down, but I tell you, with E-squared – and then when Hunter Harvey comes back, the bullpen's even going to get better. So yeah. Great things are to come. We've got a great summer ahead, and thank you for the call, Vern. I appreciate it.
You go back to when the calendar flipped to April, the Royals' bullpen has an ERA right around an even 3. Steven Cruz came in and put up another 0, his 9th straight scoreless appearance since being called up. Oh, there's plenty to smile about. Plenty of reasons for those birds to be singing in the background. Nice to hear from you. Let's go to Josh in Independence. Josh, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals win 11-6.
Hey, Vern. Yeah, it was a great day. And to answer your question, I was very confident going to opening day when I walked into that stadium. I mean, the vibes were there. And I'm pretty confident now. But my confidence, I would say it's about the same level, but for different reasons. Like, I thought that the offense would be a little bit better this year than it has been. Mm-hmm. I thought that the pitching would be a little bit worse this year than it has been, but they've kind of evened each other out. But I will say that, like, going into this next homestand, I do feel extremely confident. And I'll tell you, too, like, there for a while with the offense, like, you're expecting something bad to happen. Like, you're expecting somebody to strike out or to ground into a double play. Mm-hmm. But like today, it was completely different. Like, at any moment, who's going to hit the next solo home run? Who's going to hit the next one out in the right field or something? So it's a little bit different. But overall, I'd say that my confidence level is about the same because I was coming into this season pretty high.
Yeah. Hey, great phone call, Josh. What you're describing is how I was yesterday. And maybe that doesn't say a lot about me if I'm changing that much in a day. But no, my trajectory was pointing up. You felt good after the series in Tampa. And like I mentioned, even after the shutout on Friday, I was encouraged by the offense. I was encouraged when I saw 14 hard-hit balls and only 3 of them coming from Bobby and Michael. That meant some of those complimentary pieces or some of the guys that have been disappointing early on were starting to turn it around. And then, you know, yesterday's game was the first time I was, you know, always expecting, like you're saying, exactly like you're saying, Josh, I was always expecting something good to happen. You know, Royals yesterday, there's no score after 3. They take the lead in the 4th because of, shocker, Michael Garcia. But after they got that lead in the 4th, man, not that it was cruise control after that, but I felt like it was in cruise control, which is how you feel when you have a good team and a good bullpen, a good defense, a good rotation. You feel like, give them a lead, they're going to play smart, sound, quality baseball and find a way to walk away victorious. Do the little things that win. And they did that last night, and obviously they did that today. You feel like that's going to continue. I feel like that's going to continue moving forward. So, you know, as I felt that bravado start to course through my veins over the 9 innings last night in Baltimore, yeah, I showed up with an extra pep in my step this morning. Expecting the Royals, yeah, to look like the ball club we thought we were going to see. Josh, the club that you thought you were going to see on opening day. And I'm with you. Yeah, I thought the offense would be better. I didn't think the rotation would be this great. And yes, they have offset one another. But it looks like the offense is catching up. Maybe the offense will never be more than middle of the road. Now that's all right. That's all right. They were middle of the road last year with Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi doing almost all of the heavy lifting. So maybe they're middle of the road again, but it's a bit more balanced of a lineup. Of course, led by Michael Garcia, who today had his team-leading 4th 3-hit game of the season. Michael Garcia is batting .319. That's 11th best in all of Major League Baseball. There's no doubt about who today's player of the game was. And for a second straight night, our Guaranteed Foods player of the game is the aforementioned Michael Garcia. The 25-year-old went 3-for-5 with a pair of home runs, played an outstanding third base once again, and for being named the player of the game, he will receive yet another gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. Congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Michael Garcia, who now has a OPS, an all-star-esque OPS of 875. Wow. Let's go to Cole in Lenexa. Cole, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern? Dude, hey. This is the second game this season where the drama was pretty high. We were going back and forth with the teeter-totter. This game was super awesome. The last time we did this, I think it was Colorado when we blew that lead. But, man, was this game awesome. I did not expect power from the Royals like this today, but I do expect this offense to be better than what we're talking about. We keep seeing like 1-for-8, 1-for-7 and with runners in scoring position. The runners are on. They're just not coming in. It's just one or two more hits, and then we're going to start having more runs coming through. You know, these guys can run. They can score. So we have the team here. The pitching, they're locked in. Kansas City's locked in. Where's that guy from last year saying we're not going to go back below 500? Let's see that again here this season, Vern. Have a good day.
Oh, you fired me up. Way to go. Keep it going, Cole. Thank you very much, buddy. Royals today, 2-for-5 with runners in scoring position. They just hit 7 home runs. Nobody expected to see that, Cole. It's a franchise record, 7 home runs. In total, there were 11 home runs in this game. And for the first time in baseball history, the first 10 home runs were solo jobs. Michael had a pair. Luke Maley had his first. Jonathan India hit his first. Michael Massey hit his first. Bobby hit his fourth. And Vinny Pasquantino hit his team-leading 6th home run of the season, accompanied with his team-leading 22nd run driven in. Let's go to Phil in Shawnee. Phil, what'd you think of that one, buddy?
It was great. Can you hear me?
I got you. Yes, sir.
A couple things about the game, a couple big moments. In an offensive game, I think one of the biggest moments of the game was the bottom of the 6th with a guy on first, where the ball that was headed to left field and Witt Jr. gets into a dive and takes it and ends up starting a double play that ends the inning. That kept them the game tied as we went to the 7th. And then was it just me or when the catcher set up right over the middle of the plate, with Witt Jr. at the plate, didn't you just say to yourself, what are they doing? Are they going to throw him a fastball? Are they insane? And, of course, that pitch goes over the wall to make it a Royals lead. The other part I think that's important to notice is that Zerpa, every once in a while, Zerpa has some bad things happen and the wheels fall off. He hit a batter, and then he was getting squeezed by the ump a little bit on the next batter, but he settled down and got 3 outs and got out of the inning, which was big. And on the obscure note, on a day where we celebrate May the 4th be with you, where somebody made the Kessel run in less than 12 parsecs, we scored just less than 12 runs today, nice. Which I think is apropos.
Oh, wow. Terrific. Way to go, Phil. Thank you very much for the phone call. Royals win 11-6. They're 3 games above 500, and some guy named Cole Ragans returns to the Hill tomorrow to take on a White Sox team that I don't believe is very good. Royals-White Sox, the 1st of 4, Monday night, 6:40 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air live from Kauffman Stadium beginning at 5:30. Yeah, there's no doubt the defensive play of the game, and maybe the play of the game, was that inning-ending 6-4-3 double play to finish off the 6th. Heston Kerstad hits a 100-mile-per-hour rocket back up the middle, and the infield is shifted against the left-handed hitting Kerstad, and Bobby ranges to his right and full extension stabs the one-hop rocket. Nice throw to Michael Massey. Now, nice throw. It was to the bag, but it kind of pulled Massey off the second base bag, but the Royals' second baseman was undeterred. He makes the catch and a strong throw to Vinny for a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. And yeah, Bobby comes to the dish in the very next half inning with nobody on and one out. And He saw a first pitch fastball, 95, down and in, and he ripped it. Kept his hands in, takes it 407 feet over the left field wall. His fourth of the season, home run number 86 in his career, matching Joe Randa for 17th most in Royals franchise history. How about that? My game notes following this five-run Royals victory are presented by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Jared in Spring Hill. Jared, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, thank you for having me on. Fantastic show as always. I'm just excited. I'm just excited about their performance today. I'm excited about Vinny starting to turn it around. But one thing I wanted to point out, you know, about Mikel, and his performance today, you know, he's been swinging the bat so well, but at the end of the games, when he gets interviewed, you notice he's not happy with that, right? He just wants to keep producing, you know, and that's something that I notice about him. And it's something I analyze after the games is just watching their mannerisms and what they're doing. It just seems like Mikel's never happy, and he had a couple of smiles in the dugout after his performance today, and that was good to see, and I was happy to see that from him. But just his grind, right? It's always impressive, and I just want to see him keep doing it, man. Go Royals.
Well, that's a great observation. 100% right, Jared. Now, this is a guy that didn't give himself much slack in the past, and I think it was to his own detriment. Would beat himself up, would beat baseball bats and helmets and, you know, Gatorade buckets. And yeah, there isn't a more harsh critic of Mikel Garcia than Mikel Garcia. But I remember talking with him this spring about trying to be more like, as he put it, Salvi and Bobby, where, you know, if they go 0 for 4, 0 for 5, 0 for 12, right? Bobby was 0 for 12 before that home run in the seventh inning. They're the same guy. 0 for 12, 12 for 12. Bobby's going to be the same guy. Salvi's going to be the same guy. That was the goal for Mikel this offseason. And he's 25. I mean, I don't think I grew up or really matured until I was 31. So, Mikel Garcia coming to a new country at 17. Having a lot of success, and, you know, you don't know his background, where he comes from. Now, you understand the bloodlines are there, right? But also with those bloodlines, having that many relatives in the big leagues also comes expectations. You know what it takes, and you know where you're falling short. So, of course, you're your harshest critic. But it's nice to see the young man becoming a mature, professional big leaguer. And boy, what a road trip he just put together. Garcia hit an even 500 on this road trip. 12 for 24 with four extra base hits, four stolen bases, a pair of walks, and only two punch-outs. Royals win 11-6. They've now won 11 of the last 13 games. Let's go to Steve in KCK. Steve, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I called you a couple weeks ago, and I hate to tell the fan base I told you so, but I was right.
You always are, Steve.
This is a very good baseball team. I've watched this team since 1976 as a little kid, and I've seen this movie three or four times with the unfolding economics of this game. There's a couple ways to win, and we're doing all of them. You know, great pitching and, you know, line drives hitting the gaps and not doing pop-ups, you know, that the statistics will tell you. I mean, we are very, very good, and we're going to get better. I love all these balls going out of the yard. Let's keep it up. Don't pop it up, and maybe get some torpedo bats or whatever. But, you know, I love watching it unfold. That's the best part, when you know it's going to be good and we can add a few pieces. I don't think we may go to the Pirates' dads. Who do you think are the pieces that we could get that would push us to that level of, you know, being an odds-on favorite to win a championship like
Oklahoma City. I mean, we're doing it the right way. It's obvious. You don't need – it's not that pretty. You don't need a lot of bats. That's the thing. If you can load up on pitching, you really don't need that many great hitters. People may disagree with me, but if you get those runs, you're going to win. If you get three – I kind of enjoyed it last time 10 years ago. You go in every day to this ballpark knowing that if you get three or four wins, you're going to win. So I would load up on pitching for the Pirates. What should we do, Vern? Tell me.
Well, Steve, I appreciate that phone call. I think you make a few interesting points there, especially with, you know, how many great hitters do you need to win a championship? And I'm just thinking of, you know, the championships here in Kansas City. And, you know, that 2015 team, great hitters. You know, Ben Zobrist, Lorenzo Cain, Kendrys Morales, you know, the very good big league hitters, good to very good big league hitters, but I don't know if any of those three would be great. 1985, of course, George. Willie Wilson. Yeah, okay. Hal McRae. All right. Yeah, okay. So, you know, those guys, you know, 85, I would say, had multiple great hitters. I don't know if they were great, truly the word great hitters in 2015. So I think that's a good point. As far as what they need, I'm not going to say a great hitter because of the point you just made, but maybe another very good hitter. You know, I think you want some protection in that five spot. And I don't know, is Salvi long for the cleanup spot? Is that his spot come October? You know, if you could have Salvi hitting fifth. Yeah, I mean, man, it's so tough to answer that question because, you know, what is Michael? Is Michael a table setter? I thought so. I think so. Or is he a table clearer? And I was diving into the numbers earlier today on Michael. I just told you he's, what, 11th in Major League Baseball with that .319 batting average? So he hits for average. We know he can hit for power. You know, his hard hit percentage per swing is the highest in baseball. So he can hit for power. He had two bombs today. And they weren't, you know, cheapies. A .395 to left center field in the second inning. And then .419 on that second blast. So again, they're not cheapies. So Michael has power. He can hit for average. StatCast says he's one of the 25 best defensive infielders in the game. That's third base, shortstop, second base. All three of them. He's one of the 25 best. And I know he didn't get off to a great start defensively, on the base paths. But last year, he was one of the five best base runners in the sport. So put all that together, average power, you know about that rocket arm at third base, average power, arm, speed, and a glove. A five-tool player lining up alongside the best five-tool player in the sport, in Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby, by the way, a double, a homer. He now has top 15 extra base hits in Major League Baseball, 11th most, to be exact. Royals win 11-6. I'm very late for a commercial break. Let me do that right now. I'll get right back to your phone calls after this.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
10 strikeouts, 4 walks. The first pitch grounded. Diving stop, Bobby. Flips to Massey for one. Throw to first, two. Oh, my gosh, what a double play. Bobby to Massey to Vinny. Unbelievable. A ball headed up the middle, a dive to his right by Bobby. What a double play. My goodness, to end the inning. You'll never see one better than that.
Ah, great call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, on a day that was dominated by offense. the MVP air conditioning cool play of the game right there. You heard Phil and Shawnee mention it earlier, that 6-4-3 twin killing to finish off the sixth inning and maintain a 5-5 game in the rubber game in Baltimore. 5-5 after six. Royals would then go on to score six more runs. 6-1 over the final three innings. And the Royals go on to win by a final count of 11-6. They take the series in Baltimore, finish off the road trip 5-1, and return home to beat up on the White Sox with a new high water mark on the year. 3 games above .500. Cole Ragans is on the hill tomorrow, but that play right there, that defensive gem on a day where the team hits 7 home runs, setting a new franchise record. That was today's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game, brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Great play by Bobby. Great play by Massey. Nice dig from Vinny Pasquantino, who had another nice, well-rounded day. Not only does Vinny have his second three-hit game of the year, but made a few great defensive plays at first base. Bobby with a well-rounded day. Michael Massey hits his first home run, teeing off in the ninth inning, 404 feet over the right field wall. He even got the silent treatment when he got back to the dugout. That was a good moment. Happy for Michael Massey. Let's go to Lance in Overland Park. Lance, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Royals win 11-6. I know you like that.
Oh, yeah. You know who else likes that is Alcides Escobar, uncle. It's Mikel's uncle, right?
Cousin.
Okay, yeah, I knew that. I remember seeing that photo of young Mikel with the smiling champion Alcides. Alcides is going to be in town this week, too, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's this weekend. It might be the next homestand as they celebrate 2015. I know it's coming up in May, though.
Well, what a time for Mikel to start hitting like he's in Venezuela. And I'll never forget that call from, I think it was Steve Stewart. We just heard him on Mikel, I think, second home run. They said, and it was funny because just for a second, I could picture Mikel as a young kid hitting that home run and watching it sail over some dilapidated fence in Venezuela instead of in Camden Yards. I was like, man, he is hitting like he's in Venezuela. He kind of looked like he's about to do a little samba or something with his hips after he's got it all working, man. I love it. He's reminding me of an even better version of Alcides Escobar. What do you think about that? And I'll listen to your comments off the air. Let's go. I needed this win today. Kansas City, this one's for you.
Well, thank you, Lance. We appreciate you doing all that you did for us. Certainly. Yeah. This Mikel Garcia, I mean, not only is he better than a more well-rounded player than Alcides Escobar, this Mikel Garcia is one of the most well-rounded ball players in the sport. Now, if he can do this over the course of a 162-game season, he's staring down the barrel of a $100 million contract. Now, you can do all the things that Mikel can at 25. Yeah, he's going to be a very, very rich young man, just like his cousin Ronald Acuna, another very rich young man. Thanks for the phone call, Lance. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. Now, when you heard Stu and Jake talking about Mikel reminding them of the Venezuelan Mikel, I don't think they mean him growing up as a young man in Venezuela. I think they mean winter ball. I don't know if you've seen the highlights of Mikel Garcia in winter ball, but this is something I talked about a lot last year. He's a showman. He loves the big moment. He loves the pressure. He loves the energy of a packed ballpark. You know, you watch those winter league games. It is raucous. It is high energy, high drama, high intensity. You know, they and it's like that in the Dominican as well. It's like that in Japan as well, man. They get into the game a lot more than we do in the States. They're not doing the wave in the critical moments. Well, they're dialed in, trying to put every ounce of pressure they have in their body on either the pitcher or the hitter. They're in the game. So I think that's what they're talking about, because Mikel was, well, it wasn't this offseason because he had the injury this offseason, the wrist surgery. But last offseason, you go and look at the walk-off home run that Mikel hit, the bat flips that he was hitting. Mikel just dropped the bat after that second bomb today, that leadoff bomb in the sixth, because he knew he got it. 419 feet off the bat. That follow through, and it was just a little flick of the index finger getting rid of the bat. And I'm sick of carrying the team. Oh, he's feeling himself right now when he should. He's red hot. The Royals are red hot. They're the hottest team in Major League Baseball right now. 913-586-7965. Royals win 11-6. We didn't have a chance to hear from the manager. Here's Matt Quatrero after the game with the audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, pretty remarkable and good for them. I mean, we've made so much out of, you know, how we've struggled offensively, and we keep talking about we'll break out of it, and the guys continue to work and believe and trust each other and trust the hitting guys, and a day like that is really satisfying, and they should be rewarded for it.
Just up and down the lineup, you see Jonathan India hits the home run, his first with the Royals. Luke Maley comes through with a home run. Just the quality of the bats, what did you think of those just throughout the game?
It was definitely the first game like that we've had all year. You know, the back and forth kind of slugfest game. They'd score, we'd come back, vice versa. So guys just had their focus up, I think, you know, and they didn't miss their pitches.
Have you seen a game with 10 solo home runs to start it off before?
I don't know. It's certainly not often. I don't want to say I never have, but I doubt it. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you make of it?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, first thing I saw when the game started is the wind was blowing out to left center. So, you know, they had brought the fences in there from last year. So it's a hitter's park. We know that generally. But still, both teams squaring balls up like that. It was a fun game in some respects. In other respects, it was very nerve-wracking.
When you see guys, as Salen said, up and down the lineup, contributing, what does that say about the work that they and the team as a whole have been doing?
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the things these guys really commit to, is it's not about any one of them. And we've talked a lot about that with the fact that when you're not hitting, you got to find ways to be one run better than the other team. Today, the bats broke out, and we were able to separate a little bit there at the end, some big hits. But even with the homers, there are so many other good things. You know, the situational hitting, the defense. I mean, that double play in the sixth inning, it was remarkable. You know, so and some big pitching, too.
Yeah, you mentioned that Urseg coming in to shut down that little rally in the eighth seemed big at the time.
I wouldn't call that a little rally. You know, I mean, that's the game on the line right there, and we put him into a lot of really tough spots. So, and he doesn't disappoint.
We talk a lot about what the starting pitching has done to keep you guys in games. Today they picked up Michael Lorenzen. What'd you see out of him on the mound tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was throwing the ball fine. You know, he made a couple, I don't know if they're mistakes or not. I mean, they have good hitters. They squared some balls up. O'Hearn goes oppo on a breaking ball. I mean, you got to tip your cap sometimes, too. I mean, he had handled them pretty well the first two at-bats, but after that, that breaking ball was a big pitch, and Holiday was ready to hit the couple home runs he had. But overall, I mean, his stuff was fine. It was just probably some mislocations.
You talked about situational hitting. Drew Waters to have that at-bat and have the two-out single, and then also Mikel Garcia, just both of those guys, how they continue to grow in the lineup.
Well, Drew battled that at-bat. I mean, I think every pitch in that at-bat was an off-speed pitch, and he didn't try to do too much. He laid off a couple that were just below the zone, then he took the ball to left center. That's a big hit for us. And Mikel moving the runner over him, he's already got two home runs on the day. To be selfless enough to get the guy over against a tough sinker baller sets us up to, you're taking one run there, but Massey hits the homer, so that's huge.
Overall, the road trip, great to points. Finish with five wins and six, what does that say about how this team continues to compete each and every time out?
that's all we can do is compete, right? I mean, some games are going to go your way, some games aren't. I mean, this is the big leagues. It's tough to win. And, you know, on this road trip, we've been fortunate to win, and we hope that momentum continues.
Yeah, it was a great point there. Mikel Garcia's selflessness, his team first at bat there in the ninth inning, set up one of his teammates that needed a good moment, setting up Michael Massey's two-run shot. Right, ninth inning, man on second with nobody out. Mikel Garcia hits the ball to the right side, advances the runner to third, does the team thing. Now Massey just needs to put the ball in the air for a sac fly. Instead, Massey sends it a lot further than that, connecting on his first home run of the year. And then a great point about Drew Waters. Two outs in the fourth inning. Right, Royals at this point find themselves down 3-1. 2-1, excuse me. Down 2-1 in the top of the fourth inning with two on and two outs. Drew Waters falls behind in the count 1-2, battles back, works the count full, waits back on a changeup that's down and away, waits back and pokes it to left center field, driving in two as Drew Waters is still red hot. Okay, maybe not as hot as Mikel Garcia, but Drew Waters has certainly shown us all. I know he's shown me quite a bit this season. And like a Ryan O'Hearn, let Drew Waters be the latest example of what some confidence can do. What knowing your manager, your organization believes in you, what that can do. Go back to when Drew Waters stayed in the big leagues, when the team made the decision to send MJ down and keep Drew Waters. Since then, he's played in 14 games. He's hit .333 with 7 runs driven in, 5 runs scored, and an OPS north of 900. Wow. Royals win 11-6. They return home for a 7-game homestand beginning Monday night with the first of 4 against the last place White Sox. Let's go to Alex in Lee Summit. Alex, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Sweet. Thanks for having me on, first time caller. I'll make the question kind of simple, but also maybe complicated too. So great game today. Great call. Awesome performance. But we both know baseball is a long season. And it's all about intangibles. You can't hit 7 home runs 162 games out of the year. So how do you realistically build on the momentum that this game can really kick off? How do you build on this from a team perspective, from a management perspective? What do you tell those guys so that going into the next homestand and the next away games, it's not just a one-off fluke? How can this really be the start of something?
Well, I appreciate the phone call, Alex. Don't be a stranger. I don't tell them anything. There's so much positivity flowing through that plane or that bus right now as they make their way to the airport to get on that bird. Oh, man. They're feeling so good. And they probably felt pretty good when they got to Baltimore. Probably felt pretty good because, well, they were above 500. They had the best pitching staff in the American League, a really good bullpen, strong defense, the best player on the planet. And, you know, Vinny was starting to feel good. Salvi was starting to feel good. India was hopefully starting to break out of it. How do they build on this? Enjoy your night. Enjoy the flight back to Kansas City. Enjoy being a big leaguer, man. You know how many nights Vinny and Massey, India, do you know how many nights these guys had their head hit the pillow and they're thinking, what the hell am I doing? I'm killing us. Man, thank God for the starting staff carrying my sorry behind. But Vinny, Massey, India are all on the plane right now celebrating homers. No, you don't need to tell them anything. Keep that confidence going. Keep that positivity rolling because that pitching staff is still awesome. The bullpen is still solid. The defense is still strong. The speed is still on this team, especially when a Dairon Blanco or a Tyler Tolbert return and the Royals are no longer carrying 3 catchers. Now, I understand your point. Hitting 7 home runs is certainly something that is not sustainable. But what sustains in this game? Pitching, defense, and team speed. And we knew this team had that when they got to Baltimore. What they didn't have, for sure, when they got to Baltimore was a bunch of confident hitters. And now that's all they have. So I don't tell them anything. You don't need to worry about building off of this. Because what is the takeaway from this road trip and this series victory in Baltimore is that confidence, is that positivity, is the fact when Michael Massey hits the pillow tonight, when Vinny and India hit the pillow tonight, they probably won't be thinking about baseball, to be quite honest with you. Maybe for the first time in more than a month, they won't be thinking about baseball. Be thinking about their wives or their family or the fun that they just had with the boys on the bird coming back home. Alex, appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Buzz in Lawrence. Buzz, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Ooh, that was a fun one today, Vern. I know we've been singing his praises all show, but I got to pile on, man. Mikel is an absolute dog. Yes. All right, he is the definition of cool. He's got that sexy mustache. He's got that classic snarl that you always see.
Does. Yes.
And you beat me to it, talking about that little bat flip there on that second home run. I'll tell you what that bat flip told me is he knew that ball was gone before he even hit it. I mean, the way he's swinging the bat right now, I mean, what are these Baltimore pitchers doing? Lobbing hangers down the middle of the plate to Mikel right now? I mean, it's almost disrespectful. And he just, I mean, yeah, he tanked it. He tanked it. That's a home run. That's a home run anywhere.
No, you're right about that. But, Buzz, where do you pitch him? You know, coming into the season, you thought bury him fastballs on the inside part of the plate because he can't pull the ball. Man, he's pulling the ball more than ever. I mean, that first home run that he hit was a cutter on the inner third of the plate, and he turned on it and smoked it.
Hey, you make a fair point. And, I mean, his single, that was a ball down out of the zone, and he, you know, kind of threw his butt out and just slapped it into center. So, yeah, you make a good point. Where I wouldn't throw the ball, though, is where they threw it on that second home run. Anywhere but there.
I agree.
But, yeah, Baltimore, we own you guys. I'm sorry. Oh. It's kind of laughable at this point.
It sure is.
I kind of starting to feel bad for that city, man. I try not to ride the roller coaster of a baseball season too much. But right now, Vern, I am feeling fantastic, dude, especially with the White Sox coming to town.
Are you feeling better than you did on opening day? Like, are you more confident in this team today than you were on opening day?
Good question. I'm going to say yes, because I just watched him hit 7 home runs today. So my perception might be a little skewed right now, but I have to say yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'll be there Tuesday night. I'm going to be slamming some dollar dogs, and hopefully they can keep these fireworks flying. I'd love to see it in person. Thanks, Vern.
Yeah, Tuesday's going to be fun. Seth Lugo on the mound coming up on Tuesday. Man, every game's going to be fun when you have a pitching staff like this, when you have a player like Bobby, when you have a legend like Salvi, a bat like Vinny, a player like Mikel. I mean, could I start saying that too? I remember a scout telling me that Drew Waters was going to be a $100 million player because he had all 5 tools. Now, we're seeing that with Drew. We're seeing all 5 tools, but shoot, man, the way Mikel's swinging the bat, that's the next contract. Cole, Vinny, no, Mikel. A guy that can play shortstop, that can hit for average, hit for power, and can steal bases at an incredible clip. Yeah, that's the next contract, knock on wood, that young man stays healthy. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. And Alex, you're so right about Baltimore. I mean, occasionally they'll grab the random regular season game. Good for them. But come the postseason, whether it's baseball, it's football, I hope they don't have a women's soccer team. I'll tell you that right now because they're about to get hammered by the current. I don't know when they would play, but my money's on the current. Royals win 11-6. Let's go to JD in Chanute. JD, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead, pal.
Boy, you talk about baseballs raining down. What a game. Mm-hmm. and I'm just so proud of my boys in blue. I was just kind of wondering about the lady in Wichita in the Grand Slam inning. Did she win anything? Or
I'm sure she's getting some money thrown her way. Yeah, I don't.
It seemed like there was a couple of home runs there, maybe. And
Michael won her, $1,000 or something.
Yeah, I just kind of wondered. I hadn't heard anything. Of course, I might have dozed off accidentally.
Yeah, that was probably it. Because I know they made mention of it. I know Stu made mention that the sixth inning. Thanks for the phone call, JD. That the I don't remember who it was, but you tell me it's a woman in Wichita. Way to go, lady. Don't spend it all in one place. Hopefully the Royals didn't spend all their home runs in Baltimore or on this road trip. Again, the mind-blowing statistic that almost half of the home runs this team has hit this season came on this road trip. 12 of the 25 that they've hit this season came on this 5-1, six-game road trip. Royals win the finale. They take the series in Baltimore. We take our final quick timeout. We're back to your thoughts after this.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
2-0 pitch and a swing and a ball well hit. Deep left center field. That's way back and that's gone. Another home run for Michael Garcia. He ties the game 5-5. Here in the sixth. He is on fire.
No doubt about it. The guy just went 12 for 24 on this road trip. His second home run of the game. One of the seven homers hit today by the Royals, setting a new single game franchise record. That home run there with Steve Stewart on the call. The leadoff bomb in the fifth knots things up at 5-5. And slider in the middle of the plate. Michael did not miss that. 419 feet, 106 miles per hour off the bat. 5-5 after 6. Royals would score 2 in the 7th as Bobby and Vinny would go back-to-back. First time the Royals have gone back-to-back home runs all season. Scored 2 more in the 8th inning, courtesy of a Luke Maley 2-out home run and a Bobby Witt Jr. 2-out RBI double. And then they would score 2 more in the 9th, thanks to a 2-run home run from Michael Massey. So 5-5 after 6, 11-6 final. Royals win. They're now 19-16 on the season. After the game, our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Michael Garcia, on the field, receiving the Joel Goldberg treatment. This courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
We work a lot in the case. We put pressure on the pitcher. We know they're strongly pitching and stuff. And
Bobby told me to move away. He's directing the show now. Okay, back to your thought.
Like I said, we're working a lot in the cage, and we know the pitcher, they're struggling, like, pitching stuff, and we just take advantage today, and that's a good series for us.
You ever been in a game with all these home runs, 7 from your team, and, I mean, it was nonstop? You ever seen anything like this?
No, I never seen nothing like that before, so that's too fun today.
The Royals have been playing baseball since 1969. That's so even before I was born, okay? They've never hit 7 home runs in a day. You were a part of it. What was it like in the dugout? Every time you look up, somebody else is coming back in.
Yeah, we knew we were struggling in the beginning of the season, but it's a long season. We just are still working. We come today and play hard like we do every day.
You look so confident at the plate and in the field right now. 3 hits today, 3 hits yesterday. When you have multiple hits, 2 or more hits in a game, the Royals have won every single game. What's made you so confident?
Just be patient in the play and swing at the good pitches and just hit the ball hard. And I did a great job today and just enjoy play every day.
All right, last thing, you get to head home. The last road trip, you guys were 2-8. Now you're 5-1. How different does this team feel right now, just a couple weeks later?
Yeah, we're playing good baseball, and the pitcher, they good all the year. And we just need to keep swinging and keep playing hard and do a small thing in the game.
As Joel Goldberg pointed out, the Royals are now 11-0 this season when Michael has a multi-hit performance. his team leading 11th multi-hit game of the season. Today, he goes 3-for-5 with those two home runs. And of course, a quick shout out to Mike Kell doing the television interview in English. Again, he's 25 while playing a mentally draining game. To do all of that, to reach the big leagues by, what, 22, 23, while also learning a second language is beyond me. Endlessly impressive, and I know I take it for granted way too often. Let's go to Mike in Kansas City. Mike, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
How you doing, Vern?
Doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I had a question. I was wanting to know what's the record for home runs in an inning, like in a row, and then also,
I don't know.
Are they eventually gonna do something with Renfro? I know he got a hit today, but still, are they gonna make a change? And then, are they gonna make a change with Stratton?
All right. Thanks for the phone call. I don't know the answer to that question. As far as the record of home runs in a row, I have no idea. Sorry. Hunter Renfro, you said, I know he's hitting, but when are they going to get rid of him? Not if he continues to hit. He's not going anywhere. Okay. Renfro has a hit in 6 of his last 10 games. And then you're curious about Chris Stratton? Okay. Maybe when Hunter Harvey comes back. There you go. All right, come on. We can't end like that. Text line, do you have anything good to say? No. I don't really see it. I see Katie. I see Ralumantis. See, way too many people on the text line that get offended for other people. And if that's not one of the plagues of our society right now, what'd you say to him? I'm offended for him. He's fine. He's a grown man. You don't need to be offended for other callers. Royals win 11-6. What a very disappointing ending to the program, but I know a way to pick the boys back up. I can get myself going. Cole Reagans returns to the Hill tomorrow. How about that? The Chicago White Sox come to town to take this ass kicking. Cole Reagans opposite Shane Smith tomorrow night, game one of this 4-game series. It's a 6:40 first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. Reagans, and then Lugo, and then Waka, and then Bubich against the White Sox. Yeah, I'll be there. I hope to see you there. Hey, if you're going to the K, swing by my booth. Let me thank you for listening. Let me shake your hand. It's right across from the Diamond Club on the main concourse. I'll be there before every game. Swing by. Nathan Williams, thank you very much for the help back in the studio. Kansas City, enjoy your Sunday. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone. Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.